Once there was a boy named Ben. Every day he would dream of one day becoming a chef. He would play with his mother's pots and pans and imagine all the things he would cook. He would watch his mother in the kitchen and learn as much as he could. She would even let him help and tell him stories as they cooked together. Eventually Ben grew up and he worked for years and years and learned as much as he could. He worked in good restaurants and bad restaurants. He worked in fine dining restaurants and casual restaurants. He would work all day cooking and then go home and cook some more. As time went on, the learning slowed. Ben fell into a rut. He felt like he had learned as much as he could in the city he was in, and he was stuck. Ben called his mom like he always did when he was feeling stuck or lost, and he told her how he was feeling and said that he thought he needed to go somewhere new. Ben's mom encouraged him to go. She was excited for him and wanted him to experience all that life had to offer. And within a month, Ben had given up his apartment, put all of his belongings into storage, and boarded an airplane for Montreal. When Ben arrived in Montreal, he was scared. He had no job lined up and nowhere to live. He didn't know what he was going to do, but he knew his mom was excited for him and he didn't want to let her down. Ben spent the morning trying to find somewhere to live. He made call after call and sent email after email until finally someone responded. Ben had a place to live. Because he had a place to live, he was now able to focus on finding a job. 3 days later, he found one, and within 2 weeks, he had a promotion. All of a sudden, everything was going really well for Ben. Things kept going well for Ben until one day they didn't. Ben had gone home for Christmas and noticed that his mom wasn't herself. She was having trouble walking, she had no energy. She just wasn't herself. And after Christmas, Ben returned to Montreal, but he was worried about his mom. But he put his head down and focused on work. Until one day, after a few months, Ben got a phone call. Ben's sister called him to tell him that their mother had been in the hospital, but she was okay. She was staying with her older sister for now. Ben asked if he should come home, but his sister insisted that it wasn't necessary. Ben called his mom and she said the same thing. A week or so went by when Ben got the second call. Mom's in the hospital again. Again, Ben was assured that he shouldn't come home. Another few days went by, and yet another phone call. Ben, you need to come home. Ben packed up his things, got on a train, and got home as fast as he could. He was met at the train station by his sister and her husband. And when Ben and his sister saw each other, they burst into tears. They hugged, grabbed Ben's bags, and went home. The next day, they went to the hospital. Ben was nervous and didn't really know what to expect. Seeing anyone in the hospital is difficult, but seeing your mom in the hospital is something beyond that. It breaks you to your core. When they arrived at the hospital, their mom actually seemed okay. She was talking and laughing and clearly happy to see Ben. She could even get up to walk around. Over the next 2 weeks, Ben sat by his mother, spending most nights in the hospital with her. With every day that passed, her condition deteriorated. Every day was harder than the last, and every day she got sicker. 2 weeks after Ben had arrived back home, surrounded by her family, Ben's mom died. It was a difficult time for everyone, but at the same time, there was a sense of relief because she was no longer in pain. Right before she passed, Ben's older sister had made a joke to break the tension. From somewhere within her dying body, their mom let out a sarcastic laugh. This was the last sound they ever heard her make, and she wouldn't have wanted it any other way. One night in the hospital, where it was just the two of them, Ben's mom made him promise that no matter what happened, he wouldn't stay home. He would travel more and learn more. He would become the chef he always wanted to be. And so a few weeks after the funeral, Ben packed up and moved away again. Ever since then, Ben has worked towards one singular goal: become the best chef he can and pass as much knowledge on as he can. It's through this journey of learning and sharing that he feels continuously connected to his mom. And every time someone gets excited about something he taught them, he imagines himself as a child in his mom's kitchen, watching her cook and learning the lessons that would carry him through his life. August 23rd would be Ben's mom's 67th birthday. I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com. Thanks for listening. I'll see you tomorrow.